My name is Jürgen. I'm the project holder of Blue Light.
How did you guys come up with the idea of ERP?
The idea is born, actually. We have one system in our village called Invent, which is used by about 20 commercial units, and is an inventory software which was developed in Auroville. And the maintainers are at the moment not anymore in the position to support and maintain it. So these people will have at one point a problem with this software. So we were just looking for a replacement. Yeah. We are becoming aware that human resources in terms of programming in Auroville is very scarce. Yeah, we have only 5 programmers in Auroville.
How long will it take to implement this?
We don't know. It's an experiment, bottom line. No? But what we hope is that the very courageous ones will come up and say, wow, this is cool, I want this. It might be 3, 4, 5 of them. We want to experiment with it a little bit ourselves. No? We have one pilot project. It's called Wellpaper. You might have come across it. It's this unit here next door. Wellpaper is a unit where we are implementing already open ERP in a test phase. So we want to be ready by March with that thing fully up, running, configured, and ready to not only run the unit, but also that other unit holders can actually have a look at it.
During the presentation, you used this line: if you are able to produce your accounting legally, then there will be no problem.
Accounting legally?
Means to the government?
No, Auroville has the obligation to have accounts, to have audited accounts. No, we are utilizing public money from the government, as well as from a lot of NGOs and people abroad. We earn money. But whatever money comes into Auroville is public money. Auroville is a public project. So the government has put a requirement on, which I think is legitimate. Hey guys, what you are doing with the money? Because there's so much corruption also around that we want to be able to produce PACA accounts. No? Mm-hmm. So Auroville already does that, but not in a unified system. Not in a unified system. That means every commercial unit have to get their own accounts ready. We have a financial year like any other unit in India, no? We have to produce accounts to the auditors, no? Since years. There's no problem with this. The problem is that the process to arrive at that report, final report, is very time consuming and it's not unified. So everybody struggles in their own unit doing this.
Yeah. What is the main obstacle you guys are facing right now?
In getting these accounts together?
I found a lot of people asking how much does this cost?
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
How much does it have a fixed cost price?
The Open ERP?
Yeah.
The Open ERP software is free.
It's free.
It's an open software. Mm-hmm. There's a huge there's a solid user base. The software you can install today on your laptop, you're up and running. Mm-hmm. The thing is that nobody tackles it because that software is so complex. You need really some people to intensely, computer people with a business mind. No, we have now here worked 2 people already working for 2.5 months on this project with a strong focus on it, just to get a grip on this software. No, this is huge. No, this is really huge. And one single person will never tackle that. That is why all the unit holders are in their boxes, no? Nobody has had the courage, the resources, the patience, the knowledge to pull something up the ground that's bigger than what they use right now. So we hope that Blue Light, being a service in Auroville anyway, that we can come to the point where we install a machine and say, look, everything is there, what you need for your unit in Auroville.
What is the fear about?
The fear?
Yeah. You said like you need courage for this?
Well, you know, you can pump 1,000 working hours into a project and it just collapses, no?
Mm-hmm.
You can develop your ultimate solar cooker, and people just say, where is my gas bottle? No, I mean, there's always the risk that people don't want it, or that people are afraid, that people don't want to move, no? They need maybe more pressure to move, no? Mm.
They don't want to leave their position.
I want to be a bit proactive. I like to experiment, and I know that we have commercial unit holders who are adventurous.
How many guys of you are here in this project?
We have five people. We have sometimes the volunteers, professional IT volunteers, staying with us 3 to 6 months.
So what is the driving force? What inspires you guys each and every day?
Computers are cool.
Okay, that's
for them at least. I am more in the project holding. So for me, what is important to provide Orville with innovation. Because you look in India, you look in a government office, wow, no? You look in a normal commercial unit, you see already some units are very modern, no? When you go to Bangalore, Hyderabad, no? Wow, they're state of the art, no? But the majority of Orville units, they operate like in the 90s with spreadsheets, mailboxes, tally, documents in folders, no process, nothing, no? It's like really like 15 years behind the time.
I know this system will make a lot more easier. The works, it will make it a lot more
no,
easier.
No, it will not make anything easier.
What?
It will also not make anything faster or better or anything.
It will create unemployment as well because it will do most of the work.
In Orville, we have the opposite. We have actually 50 times more work than we can do with the people we have, no? So unemployment is not an issue at all for us. It's the opposite. The Indian salaries have risen in the last 2-3 years so tremendously. No? Before, you could employ even a decently educated person for below 100 rupees a day. Now these people get already 200-300 rupees a day. No? And it's raising very quickly. No? Soon Orville has to come up with all these salaries. No? Mm-hmm. So we better get something in place where we need less people to employ, no?
So it won't make things easy to make it organized.
Well, you know, has email made your life easier? Did the computer
depends.
You buy... no, it doesn't. Because what you do is you replace your normal mailing with email, and then you do 3 times as much of it as you did before. You increase your speed of life, no? So one thing what the West is doing is going faster and faster and faster and faster and faster, more efficient. I hope that in Orville it will lead to that the commercial unit holders can gain the time back from their daily routines to the creative part of their business. Because if they don't focus on the creative part, they are soon out of business. No? If your time as a project holder gets 90% eaten up in routine tasks, invoices, this, that, no? Looking after EPF, no? Where's the time, no, for your business?